shall drop as the rain, my speech shall drip as the dew, as a light rain on the tender earth, as the showers upon the grass. For I will proclaim Yahweh's name, ascribe greatness to our God, the rock, his work perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth without iniquity, just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves, spotted, they're not his children, oh perverse and crooked generation, do you thus repay Yahweh, O foolish people, and unwise is not he, your father that bought you, has he not made you and established you? Remember the days concealed, the time out of mind, discern the cycles of many ages. Ask your father and he will show you, your elders and they will answer. When the Most High divided to the nations an inheritance, when he dispersed the sons of Adam, he set the boundaries of the tribes according to the number of the sons of Israel. For Yahweh's portion is his people, Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He came to him in a desert land, in the waste, howling wilderness. He led him, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye. As the eagle rouses from her nest, fluttering over her young, spreading out her wings, taking them, she bears them on her feathers. So Yahweh alone did lead him, and no foreign God was with him. He made him right on the heights of the earth, and fruit he ate of the land. He made him suck honey from the craggy rock, and oil from the flinty rock, butter of cows and milk of the flocks, with the choice of the rams. Rams of the sons of Bashan, and he goes the fat of the kidneys of wheat. And you did drink the pure blood of the grape. Run shiny and kicked, you shine thick with fat. Then he cast off the God that made him, and fell away from the rock that saved him. They provoked him to jealousy with apostasy, with abominations. Provoked they him to indignation, they sacrificed to demons, not God. Oh Elohim, they had not seen, knew these soon to come. Your fathers fear them not, the rock that begat you, you remember, God that bare you, you forgot. Yahweh looked and he despised them, because his sons and his daughters provoked him. And he said, I will hide my face from them, I will see what their end shall be, for they are a generation. accusation of fraud. Children not to be trusted, it may have made me jealous, not with a god. They'll arouse my anger with vanity, and I will make them jealous, not with a tribe, with a wicked nation. I will anger them, for a fire is kindled in my wrath and burning to the depths of Sheol, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap calamity upon them. I will spend mine arrows upon them, burnt with hunger, devoured with fever, and with bits of destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them, with the poison of scorpions, of the dust, the sword without, the terror within, shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling with the old man. I said I would scatter them into corners. I would make their memories to cease among mortals. Were it not that I fear the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should be mistaken, lest they should say, our hand is high and Yahweh has not done all this. No, no. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase a thousand and two put 10,000 to flight, except their ark canceled them and Yahweh had shut them up? For their rock is not as a rock. Even our enemies themselves as judges, for the vine is of the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of poison, the clusters are bitterness. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of asps. Is not this lit up in store with me, sealed up in my treasuries, for the day of vengeance and recompense, for the time when their foot shall slip, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that come upon them make haste. For Yahweh shall vindicate his people and repent himself for his servants when he sees that the power is gone and none is protected or left. Say we're on their men, though here their rock in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices, drank the wine of their drink offerings. Let them rise and help you and be protection. See now that I am he, and no Elohim is with me. I kill and I make alive. I will and I heal. Neither can any deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. If I wed my flashing sword and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies and will reward them that hate me. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour much flesh with the blood of the slain and of the captives, with that of the chief leader of the enemy. Rejoice, O ye tribes of his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and will render vengeance to his adversaries and will be merciful to his land and to his.